The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Looks like Josh Conway is walking towards us. I think he's thrown the headphones on Rowan McSparran, so we'll throw down to Buzz and have a chat with the coach of the victorious Colac Tigers. Buzz, come on in.
Thank you, Kingy. I'm with Rowan McSparran, the victorious coach from Colac. Rowan, what did you make of all that, mate? Kane Liston sounded pretty relieved to get that one ahead of the way. What did you take of it all?
Yeah, it was a hard-fought win. They played really well and spread the ground well and probably at times outplayed us with their use of the footy, but all in all, it's good to get the 4 points.
And what about some key performers for the day? Is anyone that stood out to you?
Yeah, I thought when we put Fraser O'Gorman on ball, he really lifted up in and around the footy, and Jake McGuan, the old boy down forward, he actually had a real impact today.
Yep. Kingy, boys, got anything for Rowan?
Rowan, I want to ask you, is it often that you pull the boys in post-game like that as you did just in front of our commentary box, or is that a rarity? And if it's a rarity, what was your message to the boys?
No, I tend to do it a fair bit, and we just wanted to show St. Albans some respect and let them walk off their ground first. So we just called the boys in, and we know we've got a big week ahead of us now, so just having a quick chat about what lies ahead.
You need to refocus really quickly, don't you, with St. Joseph's next Saturday night? And I know I saw Gary Hocking here, and I suspect Carso was here having a look at it. And with that, you've got some sore boys as well. Can you give us an update on the likes of Avili and Moners and how they've pulled up?
Yeah, they all seem okay. I think it just got a bit heavy on them in the later parts of the game, especially the boys in and around the footy. There was pretty crash and bash there with the greasy condition. So for them just to rest up in that last little bit when it looked like the game was done, we just thought it'd be a better option than trying to risk him.
You spoke about Ben Patrick and respecting what he's done in footy and what he would bring to this coaching structure with St Albans. I think the competition's on notice about St Albans after today.
Yeah, I think so. And look, the work Chrissy Carlon did before that to get him up really competitive, I think I touched on it before, that, you know, they've won 5 games and had a percentage near 100. So Benny's got them playing some really nice football. Their foot skills were really good at times today, and also their spread across the ground. So they're heading in the right direction, that's for sure.
Rowe, it's Kershaw, mate. I know you guys won the game, but just going back to St Albans, you mentioned, I think, about half-time that you said that you weren't happy with your skill execution. Do you reckon that had a fair bit to do with the pressure they were putting on your ball carriers?
Oh, yeah, at times, Kershaw. Yeah. I just think we probably rushed a little bit, even when we had blokes out. We're coming out of the back half missing blokes by 10, 15 metres at times with no real pressure on it. You know, that's not our standard and that's not how we want to play. So more so, I think a lot of the execution come down to us. But in saying that, you're right, their pressure was high.
There was a fair few wobblers from both teams today. Conditions weren't great.
Nah, that's right. There was a couple of helicopters out.
You look like you found a couple in Scott and Newland. Scott especially early, he found a lot of the footy.
Yeah, he gives us a point of difference there, King. He's got some leg speed away from the contest, and we just want to get the ball in his hands when we can on some open space, and especially on a big ground like this and back at home. We just want to get him up and running and see how he goes at this really high level.
When Shane O'Bree rings you and asks you for a report on Adam Garner, do you play down his performance so he's not running around in the hoops next week?
Yeah, in saying that, I thought Garns was a little bit off in the first half. He wasn't reading the ball in the air like he usually does, and with that swirling conditions, he was probably just caught out of position a couple of times where he would usually have an impact on the contest, and we put him in front of the ball in the last half or quarter and a half there, and he gave us a good contest.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that you'll look at out of the twos, anybody impress you today that might put their hand up for Joey's next week?
I think they had the same problem as us. They had enough scoring shots, they just didn't make full advantage of them, and when you're missing, you know, 4 or 5 goals within 20 metres, it's not ideal. But in saying that, the boys fought it out, and, you know, we've got a handful, up to 15 boys that play in the early game that are more than capable of jumping up and playing if and when needed.
Absolutely. Roy, really appreciate your time. Appreciate the access today as well to Joffy and to you, and we really look forward to talking to you throughout the season as we always do at K-Rock Football, and we'll be at Colac at some stage, or you'll be back up here and we all over one of your games, and we appreciate you being a part of it all today.
No worries, mate. Fantastic initiative by K-Rock too to get to local footy. I think it's a fantastic idea, and we're the best country league in Victoria, so why not showcase it?
Good on you, Ray.
Good stuff, Ray. Well done.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.